Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldfer dictating an endoscopy report on Patrick Sheehan, date of birth 1/15/1973, date of procedures December 21st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldfer, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Tanya Kripalani. Physician is Dr. Evgenia. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indications are colon cancer screening, comma, history of diverticulitis, comma, heartburn, comma, bloating, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated, a limited video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained at the cardio, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach, forward withdrawal to scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period, a digital rectal examination was normal. Period, a well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced to direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated the last 5 centimeters, period. Careful examination made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Valve preparation was suboptimal. Support on the right, period, with a Boston Valve Prep score of 7-8 in parentheses 1-2, 3-3, close parentheses. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at endoscopy, number one, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted in the antrum. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma, the ampulla. Appeared normal, period. Biopsies were obtained in the bulb and D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there were three transverse colon polyps, all removed with cold snare polypectomy, ranging in size from 5 to 7 millimeters. Next line, there was approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid sessile polyp that appeared to be on an area of a tick. This could have also been an inverted tick. The polyp was removed with cold biopsy in total. Period. This was diminutive. This was at 30 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line. There were two rectal polyps. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size, and the other one was diminutive. The 6 millimeter one was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the diminutive was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted, comma, there was also hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year due to the suboptimal prep on the right side. With the sticky adherent stool noted there, despite lavage and suctioning. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings and note left-sided diverticulosis was also noted. And go back to the plan and also state would recommend high fiber diet, water, and good water intake, comma, with fiber supplementation as needed.